I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Yeah, it's less... it's a little more annoying when you forget you're the person who starts the show. And you're still getting the recap up. But... you know what isn't annoying? This episode that we're talking about today on this show, Aria Talking to Me. My name's Ben Vanel. It's early in the morning on a Sunday. But we're here in the beautiful surrounds of Knox Studio.
Yep, it's one of the most hip and happening up-and-coming studios.
Yes.
There's a big door that can open wide, and it makes a nice breeze come through. I'm a huge fan of this door.
It's great. Well, there's a view as well. You can see the opposite apartments and the road and the sky.
From where you are, you should be able to see the beautiful Melbourne Star.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I'm too short.
You'd have to stand up. But yeah. You can see the beautiful Melbourne Star.
I think you can see the beautiful Melbourne Star from my apartment.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, wherever we are in the world, we can all see the Melbourne Star.
Look at it and go, what's that? Oh, right, we've got a Ferris wheel.
You've got a giant Ferris wheel that no one likes.
I've never been on it. Have you ever been on it for like a work thing?
I have not, no. No, purposefully steered clear.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fun.
Because didn't it like break in the heat one summer or something?
Oh, everything fucking breaks in the heat here. This is the dumbest city. We had a flood
like
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And it was pretty heavy rain, but immediately all the drains just stop functioning.
Yeah.
Cars get flushed away. We parked outside of a place for a Christmas thing yesterday, and there was a truck driver there, a tow driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying he was picking up a car that was there that had been ruined by the rain.
Fuck.
And it was the 35th car that he had picked up that day. And there's more than one tow driver in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was like Thursday was bad. And I like put in the morning, like I put towels all around my doorways and shit. Because I was like, I'm on a ground floor apartment now. It was fine. Then, Friday, I was going to my work Christmas party and it started raining at 5:30 while we're in the Uber on the way.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're driving past people, like, sinking.
It was crazy. People couldn't get out of their offices because there was too much fucking water, obviously.
Yeah. But, like, people, like, idiots walking around giant puddles into the road.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we can't see you. There's too much rain. You're going to die.
Just walk through the puddle.
Yeah.
Wet feet is better than dead everything.
Yeah.
That's what I always say every day of my life.
It's a good rule.
I was at someone's house on Friday and they're on the fourth floor.
Yes.
The top floor of an apartment building and their place flooded.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Anyway, speaking of crazy weather... and things dripping.
Yes.
At the beginning of this episode of Game of Thrones, which is the 10th episode of season 5 called Mother's Mercy. It's the 10th episode called Mother's Mercy.
Wow, yeah, that's unoriginal.
Should have come up with some more names. The 50th episode of the series overall. Anyway, it starts with
winter is coming in Game of Thrones. Feels like winter's coming here.
But it feels like bloody winter's coming here. And I tell you what, it's the middle of summer.
It's midsummer. It's a midsummer night's nightmare.
My voice is wrecked. Anyway.
No one would have noticed.
We're up in the north.
Yes.
And
it's snowy.
Yeah.
It's sad.
This little icicle was melting, though. And Melisandre has a look at that and she's like, good omen.
Mm.
Cold, becoming hot. I'm the fire lady.
Yes.
This is going to be
she's
sick.
The fire starter.
Kind of a twisted fire starter, though, honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Psychosomatic, Attic insane. She tells Stannis, like, hey, this is yours. You're getting this today.
Yep. And he looks like he wants to smack his bitch up.
He stand up. And then, he just looks really gloomy, even for Stannis.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's like, no, this is yours. You're the rightful one, whatever. He walks outside and immediately just this series of people come past with bad news.
Yeah.
Worse than the other. First one's like, Stannis, your breakfast was eaten already. Mm-hmm. The buffet's done.
Yep.
He's like, oh, okay, that's not that bad, but I'm in a worse mood now.
Yeah.
Second guy's like, hey, Stannis, I lost your shoes.
Yeah.
You can't wear your work boots today. Mm-hmm. I've lost them. You're going to have to wear your regular casual shoes.
You'll probably get wet feet. It's going to be really annoying.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to look weird with everyone else wearing. I'm wearing Nikes. Mm-hmm. That's going to suck. Mm-hmm. But hey, look, life goes on. Third person comes up, like, Stannis, we're not getting TV reception anymore. Fourth person comes up, Stannis, half the army's gone.
Yes. It's half the army has mutinied.
And he's like, some of the men left overnight.
Yeah.
Really tries to downplay it at first.
Yeah. Yeah. Some guys left. He's like, which ones? All of the sellswords.
Hey,
that's 50,000 men.
Yeah, if you had to put it as a percentage, what you say? Oh,
50%,
half, 50%,
a little less than half, like 49%.
And then Stannis goes, "Oh no, this is the worst news I'm going to hear all day.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've been given this awful news." Someone else comes up, says to him, "Stannis, I got some news." He goes, "What is it? Don't worry about telling me."
It couldn't be worse than what I just heard.
There's no chance it could be worse than this mutiny. Fuck. Smash cut to his wife hanging from a tree.
She did.
She killed herself.
Yeah, yeah.
And understandably.
Yeah, yeah. We noticed, like, that moment last episode where she sort of flipped. The light came back on and she was like, what am I doing? What are we doing? And, yeah, fair enough. Like, yeah. And his day has gotten from bad to the worst.
It is a terrible day. And so then he's looking there. And she's like, cut it down.
Yeah.
And then someone else comes up and they're like, by the way, Melisandre's left. That one person who was like magically believing in you, she's afraid.
Mm.
She rode away.
She ran off. Maybe the prophecy is fake.
It could be. Hey. There's no reason to believe that yet.
And then someone else comes up and says, we're getting attacked.
Yeah, basically. So do you want to do it? Because I've got a summary here that just has like all the locations. I think we've moved away from there at this point. It comes back to the north later.
No, we're still in the north, but you're right. I think... I think we're about on track. So Stannis, after that, you know, they find his wife. He's like, all right, get ready for battle.
We're all marching right now.
Smash cut to Winterfell and Sansa.
Oh, okay.
So it's all kind of, this is the same sort of sequence.
Right.
But Sansa is freaking out. I think she notices the troops coming.
She sees them later from the tower, I think. She's just trying to escape. She knows they're on their way and there's commotion,
That's true. That's true. Everyone at Winterfell is getting ready for battle.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, yeah.
She's used like a little corkscrew thing to undo her door lock.
Mm.
And she's walking around with her hood trying to get out.
Mm-hmm. She's got a little candle ready to roll.
All ready to go. Mm-hmm. And so... Yeah, I think what happened... I don't remember how this happens over the course of the episode, honestly. I just watched it, but I don't remember the order in which stuff happens. But
it's pretty... I think we're still on track.
She's walking around, and then Stannis' army is outside marching, and he's kind of going like, all right, dig a trench here.
Mm.
We'll set up all the siege tents over there.
Yes.
And then someone's like, hey, Stannis...
he's like, there is no siege, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah. Stannis... this guy comes up to me, he's like,
oh,
Stannis,
yeah.
we...
Fake...
Might not be a siege. More bad news.
Fake Davos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
David.
Yes.
Comes up and there's a big fucking Bolton army riding up over the crest of the hill.
Yeah, it's a little hill.
It's not a particularly hilly area, but...
No.
There's some...
It's big enough to hide a giant army.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think maybe it's a moor.
Yeah.
Or a moop.
Or a barrow.
So they come up over that and Stannis looks fucking real upset.
Yeah.
Because they can't win this fight.
No.
Everyone there knows that. Some people, like in the wide shots, you can see start running away, which I thought was a nice touch.
I like the wide shots. It gives you exact sense of scale.
Yeah.
And it's like medieval total war.
Yeah, it is. And so they all start running at each other. They're like, all right, time to fight, buddy.
Yes.
Cut. Then Sansa's up in the tower with a candle.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I'm not going to get noticed. Because Podrick's seen the army too.
Yes.
And he runs up to Brienne and is like, fucking Stannis' army's coming. She's like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
It just seems like such a crazy question. Like, even
how can you be sure which particular army is coming to attack?
Yeah.
It's like, Well, but
even if I didn't have, even if I hadn't seen Stannis' army before, obviously it's them.
Yes.
We know they're on their way.
Yes.
But yeah. So she's distracted.
Yeah.
Sansa's candle, ineffective.
Yes.
Big battle, I assume. Because we skip to after the battle.
Yes.
And Stannis is looking beat up. Not as beat up as most of the other people who are dead.
Dead or cut in half.
Fucking heaps of dead people.
All the guys are dead except the one guy who's cut in half and then Stannis.
And he's crawling around, the Saving Private Ryan guy.
Yes.
Two other people come up, kill him. They have a fight with Stannis. They're dead, but he's injured, leaning against a tree.
Yep.
And who pops up out of nowhere but Brienne.
Oh, yeah.
Of Graath.
The big enemy of Stannis.
She hates it.
Yeah.
And she gets to do the thing she's wanted to do for ages, ever since he killed Renly.
Yep.
They have a little chat about it, and he's like, yeah, I did it.
Yes. Yeah, which is good. I wasn't sure if he was going to admit to it or not, but I think it was in character for him to do that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's just like, cool, well, any last words? He's like, I regret everything. No, he's just like, do your duty.
Yeah, that's a real Stannis-y fucking thing to say just before you get killed.
Yeah.
And so she swipes her sword, swipes left on him with her sword. And Stannis is dead.
We assume.
I guess it does happen off screen.
I remember people saying, like, if you don't see him die on screen in Game of Thrones, then maybe they're not dead.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all we know at this point is that we think he's dead.
I reckon he's dead.
I think he's probably dead.
I mean, we haven't seen the end of the show, so I don't know for a fact that he's dead.
That's true. Yeah.
But I reckon he's dead.
I think he's probably dead.
Anyway, Ramsay as well. He's knocking about up north.
Yep.
I mean, he's not really doing much. He's just acting like a creep, killing people and smiling.
Yeah, he's had an easy win. Yeah. He's walking around sneering and gloating. Basically. Yeah. But yeah, I can't remember what order this happens in, but I think the next thing that happens is Sansa goes to leave and then Miranda, creepy girl, bails her up with a bow and arrow, and Theon's there, I think.
Yeah, after we see Ramsay just kill the people and it's like, oh, Ramsay's on his way back home.
Yes.
Add a little bit of pressure to Sansa's situation.
Yep.
Yeah, she's like sneaking about. Out jumps Miranda, holding the bow and arrow very lightly.
Yeah.
It looks like, which was creeping me out.
Yeah.
Like it might just go throwing out of her hand at any moment.
Well, it does. It almost shoots Sansa in the head.
True, yeah. They're having like a back and forth and
A conversation.
A what?
You know, like a conversation.
What is that?
Well, it's where you exchange words sort of back and forth.
I can't give anyone a word. I use my words and I... Listen, we'll discuss this later. But
what's a discussion? Yes.
Not much. What's a discussion with you? Yeah, Miranda is just saying like, okay, Ramsay's going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
You give him a couple of kids and he's got plans for your parts and like all this creepy shit.
Yeah.
And she's so fucking into being this weirdo.
Yep.
Theon's next to her being Reek, saying like, oh, please just listen to her. Just do what she says.
Yeah.
Sansa stands her ground, though.
Mm.
Says, look, I know what Ramsay is. I know what kind of fucking freak that dude is. I'd rather die.
I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
That is really deep.
Mm. Yeah.
The pit with which I don't like that comment.
Well, in that case, I did not make it up.
I do like that saying, and I believe in it.
Yeah.
I'd rather live on my knees than die on my knees. I want to walk around on my knees forever.
Sure. Like Tyrion, you want to be a little Tyrion. Yeah.
No, I want to have the feet available. Like, I want to have the shins still there.
Okay.
I want people to know that I'm choosing not to stand up fully.
Right. In solidarity?
No. No, I'll stand up during the national anthem. But the rest of the time, I'm on my knees.
Yeah.
Anyway, Theon fucking chucks Miranda off a wall.
Yeah. So, yeah, the first thing he does is, like, grab the bow, like, knock the bow away, which it nearly... Like, she wasn't going to shoot Sansa, was she? She was just threatening her.
She might have given her, like, a belly shot or something.
Yeah, like leg shot. I don't know.
Belly is actually a pretty dangerous place to shoot someone.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of important stuff there.
But, yeah, she's, like, threatening her. And yeah, Jim.
What's his name? Theon. Reek. He's got two names.
Does the movie thing of, like, knocking the gun to the side.
Yes. And then knocking her all the way to the ground.
And it's brutal.
Yeah.
She's screaming like, no, what are you doing? Stop. Falls down and like her head just very clearly hits the ground.
Yeah.
And one of those like noises, yeah. Which, ugh.
Yeah, it's brutal. But it's like what that character deserved.
Oh, definitely. Like she brought that on herself.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they animated it very detailed.
Yes, they did.
Lee. So then, having just seen a woman fall to her death, Theon and Sansa think, you know what we'll do? Jump from an even greater height.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some snow down there, but the way they escape Winterfell is by leaping from the walls of Winterfell.
Yeah.
Something that has crippled Bran, just killed Miranda.
Yep.
So, good luck to him.
I think this is what people call plot armor. It's like, well, right. The plot needs them to do this and not die.
Yeah.
So the plot is protecting them from what would actually happen.
I mean, the plot being a big pile of snow, I guess.
Sure.
You can jump into snow. I've played Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You can jump off a big shit as long as there's six bits of hay down
yeah.
there.
Yeah. A little bucket. Just, a little glass yeah. of water.
A bush.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're okay.
But I remember people being annoyed with that at the time, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
It's a TV show. Get over it.
And how much better would it have been if they'd have just gone around and walked out of a door? Like,
yeah.
Who cares?
They're giving them a little action movie thing to do.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And they jump into the snow.
Yeah.
And then snow is the softest thing in the world, other than the touch of...
of a puppy.
Yeah. Man, my friend had a new puppy yesterday.
Oh!
A little tiny golden retriever called Lola.
Oh, man.
Fucking adorable little thing. Yeah, I stole it.
Yeah, good.
She's in my bedroom right now.
That's what I would have done.
Stuck locked in there, so no one ever finds out about the puppy. And I'll let her out when you go.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But I just can't let anybody see.
I don't hear anything.
No, she's not there.
Okay. Meryn Trant is next.
Oh, this fucker.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I forgot this part of it, and it's awful.
I remember this.
Slapping him up.
So, he's back in that brothel. He's beating up a bunch of young girls there. And then he slaps the third one.
Yes.
And she reacts the least to it. So, he's like, ah, a challenge. I'm a fucking over-the-top creep.
Yeah.
So... he chooses her, tells the others to leave, starts punching her and stuff. Turns out it's Arya.
Yeah, it's Arya all along.
She's got a face on.
Mm.
And she leaps on him like a gremlin.
Yep.
And starts stabbing his eyes out.
Yep.
Stabs him in the chest a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Gives him this whole long speech of like, you know who I am, I'm Arya Stark, you killed Cereo Pharrell, blah, blah, blah. Slits his throat eventually. Meryn Trant's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
And Arya's killed the first person on her list.
Yes. And thus ends the life of your favorite character, Meryn Trant.
I just related to him the most. So she
toddles off home.
Yeah. And I mean, this happens later, but we might as well do it now because I don't think the order that any of these scenes are in is particularly important
this week. This section, certainly, just like this, there's nothing, it doesn't relate to anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, she goes back to the House of Black and White, her training place, and puts his face, Meryn Trant's face, on one of those weird face holder things, the little mask holders. Yes. And in comes...
Wife or Jacken?
Wife and Jacken.
Yeah, yeah.
And they chastise over going like, you killed the wrong guy, you stole from the many-faced god, you're a fucking idiot, you're the worst hitman.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, you took a life that wasn't, you know, on the list.
Yeah.
on the mystical list, so I have to give one back. And yeah, Jacken bloody kills himself.
It looks like he's going to pour the poison into Arya, but yeah, he drinks it. Or does he?
Yeah, and then this is weird.
It's a little silly.
Yeah.
I don't really understand how magical all this stuff is, but it... by looking at this part, the answer is extremely magical.
Yes, the most.
Because
confusingly magical.
Yeah, Jacken shows up and he's like, just an old man. I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Just that guy. He's no one.
Yep.
And then Arya starts pulling faces off one after the other and it goes back and like, here's an old man, young lady, blah, 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 all the way down to Arya, her face being on there. She's like, oh, no.
Oh, that's me.
I don't want to look at this anymore. Oh, luckily.
Oh. Yeah.
And her eyes start kind of glazing over white.
Mm-hmm.
She's screaming about how she can't see. And that's the end of Arya's thing for season five.
Yeah. She's gone blind.
She's blind.
She's blinded.
Talk about the blind leading the blind.
Talk about only one of them
being blind to the truth.
Ah, that's something.
Talk about
live on your knees.
Victory, victory, curtains and blinds.
That's good. It's more like defeat, defeat, curtains and blinds.
So yeah, that scene had the waif in it as well, and I still think that she's not great.
Yeah.
So I didn't enjoy.
I didn't enjoy any of that section in that episode.
Yeah.
It's not quite weird enough to be interesting either. It's like, it's like absolute watered down, like David Lynch or something like that, where it's like...
Extremely watered down.
Like, either it means exactly what it's saying it means, or it doesn't mean anything at all. Like, there's no real subtext there.
Yeah, right.
It's just magical faces.
So, what's the next section here?
Let's see. What do we got? Got a little bit of Dawn.
Oh, this is the Dawn bit.
Yeah.
So they're standing on the docks, Jaime, Bronn, Marcella, and Tristane, saying goodbye to all the Martells and shit. See you later. We all hate each other. Bye. And it seems nice.
It seems fine. Yeah. You know, like they've smoothed things over.
Yep. Alaria gives Marcella a big old kiss goodbye.
Yeah. She's like, hey, you know, hard feelings. Smooch.
This is Dawn. We're a little bit sexual here.
Yeah.
And so they're leaving. Bronn gets on the ship after he's to whichever.
Oh, yeah, this is the bit. Yeah.
He's like, well, I got to go. I guess I got a wife back home, so you're going to... Nothing to do with you. She goes, you want a good girl, but you like that bad pussy.
Oh, God.
Then she turns around and goes, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. God damn it, you idiot. You always do this. Third sand snake.
Yeah.
People make fun of this line heaps of the
time. It's bad.
It is kind of silly.
It's stupid.
I think it's partly just hearing the word pussy in Game of Thrones is a little weird.
I think that's all of it.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it feels out of place.
Yeah.
It's like anachronistic.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to edit the show.
Yeah.
But
I think, yeah, I would have edited that out.
They fly away on their ship.
Yes, that's what ships do.
Jaime and Marcella have a little chat on the ship, and he's like...
It's a real heart-to-heart.
It is. It's nice.
Yeah.
For as weird of a conversation as it is.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yes.
Going to each other like, look. Or Jaime's saying, got something weird to tell you.
Yeah.
You know when like a mommy and a daddy have two children and then they fuck.
It's very tactfully done, I think, by Jaime. Yeah.
When someone likes their sister's pussy.
And they think it's like the good pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Good pussy on a bad girl. That can be just as good of a combination. But anyway, he's trying to explain Marcella's that he's her dad.
Yeah.
She's like, I know, idiot. Of course I fucking know.
Yeah.
Everyone in the kingdom knows this.
Yeah.
And always has done.
Yeah,
You're the worst keepers of secrets. I'm blonde.
Yeah.
I'm fucking blonde as hell.
I'm not blind.
No. I'm not that girl Arya who I don't know.
But I'm not her.
So they're really starting to get along. It's like, Jamie's got his kid now for the first time.
We honestly are getting to know Marcella for the first time.
Yeah.
Like we've seen her as a little kid, and then that other scene with Tristane the other episode. And that's about it.
There's been a little kid sort of generic teen. And now like, okay, this is a person.
This is a person, like an empathetic character who seems very nice and...
No, it's good they're putting that work into developing her, because if you're going to have a character around for a while, why is your nose bleeding? And then she dies.
She dies.
Right there in his arms.
Couldn't be more brutal.
And it goes back to the pier and it's like fucking Alaria wiping poison off her lips and shit. Why'd you bother? I don't really buy the motivation for her this.
Her whole character is just angry woman. Like, it's literally it.
Yeah, and like cartoonishly angry. Unbelievably angry.
Yeah, you can't just be angry.
No, you got to be two things. Angry and cool.
Yeah, if you're
That's
angry.
That's my one.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I'm skateboarding with a frown.
You're the no fear guy.
That's me.
You got angry eyes.
I'm the Mambo dog.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I know she was angry, but
But there was no other depth to her character.
No.
Yeah.
And this is a fucking stupid ass move.
Yeah.
Because everyone will know it's her anyway.
And they'll be angry.
Yeah.
Angry people, anger people.
Maybe that's what she wants, the whole world to be angry.
Yeah,
Man, I hate it when those villains in fucking movies, like Avengers was this, where they just have some dumb thing where he's like, I have a vision for the universe and I want it to be like this.
Mm.
No one is ever like that. Even people on Earth who have been close to that weren't actually really like that.
No.
Anyway. Oh, God, I'm tired. We're going to Marine next?
Probably. Let's have a little look-see.
It's got to be Marine.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right.
Yep.
Because Daenerys is fucked off in a dragon.
Yeah, that's right. And she ain't back.
They don't know when she's coming back.
Yeah.
So they're sitting around on the steps of that throne room.
Just going like, what do we do? Like the one person that was uniting this city and keeping things from bubbling over.
Yeah.
And even that was like failing.
Yeah, exactly.
She's gone. What the hell do we do? No one likes us. No one respects us.
Even they are deciding, like, maybe we don't like you anymore, Jorah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some tension there with all the new sort of...
Mm. And Tyrion, you're just a Lannister. Why are we trusting you?
And he's like, hey, look, good point.
Yeah.
But whatever. I like to drink.
Mm.
He mentions that a few times. Yeah. This is when Tyrion starts just mentioning his character traits, which this isn't a spoiler, but that happens a bit from now in the show, that Tyrion keeps on saying, like, well, I'm a smart drunk guy.
Yeah.
And as a smart drunk guy who's a bit funny sometimes, I think that's very bad writing. But
His character is so well established.
Yeah.
You don't need to remind us.
Yeah. As a podcast host, I just think that it's a silly thing to do.
As a podcast host, I unnecessarily share my opinions with the world, thinking that they might be of interest. I drink.
They're kind of just trying to figure out what to do. Mm. Grey Worm comes back in. He's a little hurt still.
Yeah.
But he's like, I want to come find Daenerys.
He's hurt physically and emotionally. Because he's like, this Jorah guy, he's a fucking... Yeah. I don't trust him at all.
They all feel a bit weird with Jorah being there. But Daario kind of kicks everything into gear. And he's like, hey, look, here's what we'll do. Tyrion and Grey Worm, you stay behind. Mm-hmm. Tyrion, you know what to do. As a smart drunk guy, you know exactly.
Yep.
You've got experience with governing.
Yes.
Grey Worm, the people respect you.
Yeah.
So you can give those orders out.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yep.
Me and Jorah, we'll ride off and we'll go and find Daenerys somewhere.
Mm.
But I'm a tracker. I can track.
Yep.
So I'll try and track her down and we'll get her back and everything will be peachy.
Yep.
It's not a bad plan.
Yeah. And then it's sort of like... It zooms in on Tyrion like, I get to rule a city again?
Yeah. Little old me.
Mm.
And he's hanging out, ruling the city as Daario and Jorah leave. And who walks up but Varys, only the one name.
Yeah.
And there he is. Nothing really happens here. He's just sort of back.
Yeah.
And Tyrion's like, do you want to be a spy for me again? And Varys like, yeah, cool.
Yeah. We're going to rob another bank.
This is our last score.
Yeah, it's a little bit that, which is, and it's good. As flat as that pairing was in that little weird trip, they are both good characters, and I'm happy to see Varys back in the show.
And Varys is very useful if you're running a city.
Absolutely.
He's a good guy to have around. So, I think we see Daenerys now as well.
Yep.
Drogon's landed up in a big field somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of hurt, and she's trying to be like, oh, okay, can I help?
Yeah.
And she's like, also, we need to go.
Yeah, we need to go. There's only bones surrounding me. I'm hungry.
Yeah. And he's not being much help. He's still kind of like impetuous teenage dragon. I'm just a teenage dragon, baby. Oh, my voice. Anyway, she tries to get him to go there, having a bit of a... disagreement.
Mm.
She wanders off, and who shows up but a million Dothraki?
Yeah.
Heaps of them.
Yep. They're just running around, riding around her.
Yeah, they're running around. Leave the horses. For once, I want to get on my own two knees.
Yes.
Crawl around on my knees forever.
It's really intimidating.
And she, drops an earring or something.
Right.
Or a bracelet. She drops some kind of thing.
Yes.
On the grass.
A piece of jewelry.
I guess she really, really fucking trusts Dario's tracking skills.
Mm.
Has Drogon fucked off at this point?
She walked away from him. I was confused about that. She was like, oh, well, I guess I gotta go look for food or something. So she kind of walked off.
Yeah, he's not there.
He's not, no, he's not there.
Yeah. So she's snatched up by the Dothraki and off they go, I guess.
Yeah, and I...
She removes a ring.
Right. Yes, it is a ring. It says so in the thing we're reading.
Me too.
And I almost was like, oh, that's the end of the episode, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, baby, it ain't.
No, no, no. There's two more things.
Mm.
One of which I put on double speed to get through quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Because just because I've seen it before. I remember at the time being like, oh, this is fucked.
Yes.
This bit. So,
yeah.
Cersei, that Nurse Ratched comes in and mm-hmm. Cersei's like, look, if I confess, can I be free? She's like, maybe.
Mm.
And then... Thingo,
Sparrow, man,
Sparrow, High Sparrow, is like, yep, I'll free you if you confess. So confess to some shit. She lies a bunch.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So he's like, confess your sins. You lay with someone outside of your marriage.
Yep.
And it was a relative. Those are against, you know, God's law. And she's like, yeah, Lancel, Lannister, I rooted him. I'm so sorry. And that's it, right? And then the High Sparrow is like, and also your brother, right?
Yeah, the main one.
The main one where all the kids are from. And she's like, no, what are you doing? No, I don't know. No. Never.
That's lies because Robert's brothers wanted the throne, so they wanted to delegitimize their claim to having those kids.
And just to check, there's no, you have no proof about this one?
Yeah, yeah. Is this, with it, are you going to like send, someone's going to walk out
you're
again?
You're going to double... Like, fuck me over here with, like, two punishments for lying as well, are you?
Am I going into the basement now?
Mm.
But I don't think he buys it.
No, but he can't prove it.
What's he going to do?
But he does say, you can go back to the Red Keep where all the, you know, people, the royals live until your trial. Because, hey, like, you didn't confess to these other things, but we got to figure out if they're true or not.
Yeah.
So.
Figure out if they're true as well, meaning they are true, and we will get you into a position to make that.
Yeah.
So she can leave. He says, yep, you're free to go after your ordeal or somewhere.
Atonement. Yeah.
She's like, have
you?
Yeah. So what happened?
Yeah.
Watch the film or what do you mean?
But that's an ordeal.
I didn't mind it.
No, it's a good film. I like it.
Atonement's all right.
Yeah, Kieran James McAvoy.
They're the people who were in it.
Saoirse Ronan.
So, she has to go through this atonement, which is like they cut to her being like bathed by some of the nuns and they cut her hair off.
And you're like, oh, cool. Well, that's quite an atonement.
Oh, boy, you've really had to atone there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. They've taken you up on the steps to show off your new haircut. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yes.
But anyway, the Sparrow starts saying all this shit about like naked in front of God. She has nothing to hide from blah, 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 blah. So they strip off the robe thing and she has to walk through the entire city to the Red Keep whilst the nun behind her is saying shame, shame, shame and ringing a bell.
Yep.
And I think the people of the city are pretty mature about it.
Yeah, yeah. They don't hold grudges. That's for sure.
No, no, no. And like they aren't a hypocrite. Like she walks through. It takes fucking ages.
It's ages.
It is a long ass scene.
Yeah,
ass scene. Get it? And
no.
People are throwing rotten fruit at her. Yep. And they throw just actual shit at her.
Shit and baked beans.
Yeah, I'll throw the worst thing I can think of at her. Baked beans.
Oh, my breakfast.
Oh no, Stannis, your breakfast is gone. The lady jumps out, like, flashing her, being like, oi, I got boobs too.
Yeah.
Also, when they remove her clothes for the first time, the whole crowd goes,
you're right.
So they're like, what did you expect?
Yeah.
I'd have thought she'd have had tattoos. Anyway, she's walking through, a dude jumps out of her, and he's doing the fucking helicopter thing with his dick.
Yep.
He's like, oi, give me a blowjob.
Yeah.
And just everyone's being gross. Throwing shit at her, yelling out, oh, you fucked your brother. Which they're right.
Yep.
She did.
Yep.
It's no reason to show her your dick.
No.
Anyway,
that guy
sucks.
Should get bloody hauled off to confess his sins.
They're doing the same thing. But anyway, she walks through, gets
it's fucked.
To the Red Keep.
Like, it, you're right, it takes ages, and every minute of it is worse. Like, it's just, it's an awful scene.
Yeah. She really has to go through some shit to get to her house.
Yep.
I tell you what, it'd be like bloody living in bloody say killed
the floods. The floods the other day. I couldn't get the tram. I think I know how it feels.
Walking past a bunch of
there was a woman behind me yelling shame. I don't know what that was about.
She was looking for her son, Shane.
Oh.
Anyway, it gets to her. She is more broken than we've seen her in this whole show, I think.
Completely. I forgot.
Even when her son dies.
Yes.
She doesn't cry like this.
Yeah. I didn't remember if she broke or not. And she kind of does.
Her pride is probably worth more to her than even her children. And
yeah.
That's the thing. And, you know, that's the thing that's been shattered. Maybe not more than her children, but it's up there.
It's up there. But she makes it back. Like, she falls down at one point. And she's like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
I got to keep going. I'm so close.
And she doesn't start, like, breaking down until she's out of view.
Yeah.
She maintains it while people are looking at her.
Yeah.
But then when she gets there and, like, her Uncle Kevin's there.
Pycelle's there.
Pycelle's there. And Thingo. Qyburn runs up.
Q-tip's there.
Throws some blankets around her. And he's like, hey, look, we'll get your feet looked after. They look fucked.
Also, immediately, here's the new zombie warrior I made.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's
in the same breath.
He's taken a vow of silence, is my explanation for it, until we've killed all your enemies.
Yeah.
And that is the thing that makes it go like, ah, oh, good.
Ah, yes.
Oh, okay. Great.
Ah, revenge. That's right.
Mm, right.
The thing that drives me, really.
I've got a 9-foot tall zombie.
Yes.
Fantastic. So, yeah, she's back home, but a little worse for wear.
Yeah.
Speaking of eventually being worse for wear, here's Jon Snow.
Yes.
At the wall.
So, what I think what happens here is he's talking to Sam first.
Yeah. Telling him about the White Walkers and, like, they got a big ass army. It sounds like, hey, we'll fight him.
Mm.
Don't worry about it. He's been real positive. Jon's like, you idiot.
Yeah.
You're being real naive. And Sam's like, no, I'm not. I'm smart. I want to go to the world's greatest library in Old Town. Because I want to get Gilly and the baby out of here.
Yeah.
And make sure that they're safe, which fair enough. So.
And also he's like, I'm meant to be a maester. Like, clearly I've dressed like one already, basically.
Yeah. And he's probably right about this. So John's like, yeah, okay, go.
Yeah.
But you know that if you become a maester, they're going to make you swear off of women as well. He's like, they can bloody try. They can give it a go, but I'm going to fuck till I'm dead. The dude loves that bad pussy.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And John is like, wait, what do you mean? But you've been really fucking hurt and shit. How did you do it? He's like,
well, carefully.
Carefully. Carefully, John.
Very carefully, John.
Tell you what, feels bloody great. You've done it before in that cave. And now I've done it in a bed. Tell you what, we had a couple of bloody, look at us.
A couple of fuckhounds.
Leonardo DiCaprio and I'm David Blaine. Because they used to be in that gang they called the Pussy Patrol.
Yeah,
and
yes.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Toby Maguire,
yeah.
And then a fourth one. I don't remember who that was. And I don't think they were like on the same sort of fame level. I think it might have just been some other guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe the worst Backstreet Boy or something.
Yeah. It might have been Wilder Valderrama.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard he's kind of a piece of shit. Anyway. Sam's off to be a maester. Off they go. See you later. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Davos is still at Castle Black. He's begging John for, like, please give me some food, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's right.
And John's like, no. We've got like 50 people here. We're not sending them. We can't give you anything. Why are you back here?
It's not our fight to fight. You guys would handle it yourselves.
Yeah.
And then in comes Melisandre. And they're like, oh, I think it may not have been handled.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I should have sent some guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, she comes in.
I'll send some guys to clean up the bodies.
Ooh. How's Stannis? They ask her. How's Shireen? Davos very pointedly asks her, like, nervous. And both times she doesn't say anything, but she looks sad.
Yeah.
So. They're dead.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. That's I think, what she was indicating there.
Right.
So Davos looks like his heart's broken as well. I like that guy.
Well, he's lost his son and he's lost his, like, you know, surrogate daughter. So, yeah, it's fucked.
Poor dude. So John's looking stressed that night. He's reading some little notes and stuff, being like, ah, oh, that's funny.
That's
like,
a stressful
that's
note.
That's a good tweet. Yeah, nice, sick. And, you know, a lot of shit's gone on. He's looking tired. But then
he's the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
He's the bloody Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
I keep forgetting that, to be honest.
It's a heck of a job, I'd imagine. And so in comes Ollie, bursts through the door going, hey, John, good news finally. We're talking to, there's a wildling outside and he's seen your Uncle Benjen. He's alive. John's like, what the fuck? Uncle Benjen? I haven't seen him since season one.
Yeah.
And off he goes to investigate this. Alice is down there like, hey, look, he might not be telling the truth, but we'll figure it out. So he pushes through this crowd to get to him, and there's a little sign jammed in the ground
yep.
that says traitor.
Yeah.
And John gets on his knees, and he's like, help me sign. Where's Uncle Benjen?
This one's going to be tough to crack. He's not saying anything.
I think this guy might be a traitor, everybody. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of Night's Watch people there. And they are all the people who didn't like John.
Mm-hmm.
And so their solution is to stab him to death.
Yes.
One at a time, mm-hmm. saying, for the watch.
And they do it.
They really do
it. They successfully enact their plan.
It takes a while. And it doesn't look like Kit Harington's dying for quite a long time
yes.
there. Almost as though he's not quite sure how to act yeah. at times.
He looks slightly pained yeah. in a like, oh, there's a lot of traffic today.
He look, yeah, totally. He's like, oh, man, fucking Melbourne floods everywhere. Jeez. Oh, well.
I'm going to be slightly late to work.
Hey, I'll definitely live. At least that's something that my expression is showing here, that I will definitely be alive at the end of this interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not. He gets stabbed to death.
Yeah, Ollie gives him the last little stab.
Yeah.
And, yeah, boy, he's been betrayed.
Then he's lying in the snow, blood coming out of him, dead.
Dead.
Oh, well.
Our least favorite character. Yeah. Oh, and then a rock fell on Sam. That would have, yeah. But yeah, Jon Snow's dead.
Yep. And fuck, man, you could see it coming for a while, right?
Yep, yep. I think, yeah, we spoke about how he really overextended himself with the wildling stuff. Like, they've always been the enemy, always. Yeah. He literally brought them into their home.
And maybe he could have gotten away with that if he was a better diplomat too. Like, he's not great at talking to all of those people at the Night's Watch who don't like him.
Completely. He is a lead by example, not lead by a speech.
Yeah.
All his speeches suck. But people follow him because he goes out and fucking gets it done.
But yeah, he just really needed to have a little bit more diplomacy with that other side so that they wouldn't stab him to death in the snow.
Yes.
But they did.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to point out this episode's directed by a man named David Nutter.
Oh, Nutter!
Some Nutter's done a show.
You fucking Nutter.
You fucking Nutter.
You fucking plump.
Anyway, Nutter. Okay episode. You know, end of seasons, cliffhangers.
Yeah.
A lot of sort of cliffhangery bits. A lot of deaths. Stannis is dead. Jon is dead. Meryn Trant is dead.
Yes. Arya's blind.
Marcella's dead.
Yeah. Selyse is dead.
Selyse is dead. God is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with that.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine, this episode.
I mean, the first time I saw it, it was huge. It was very true. Effective. The Cersei stuff especially was like, you know, it's really powerful. I think that it's really well done.
Yeah.
I liked Brienne getting her revenge.
Yeah, that was nice. I liked Stannis kind of realizing he was dying and just doing it anyway.
Yeah, I think that all of that was really well done.
Yeah,
like you feel the hope being lost. You feel the regret. It's where his character had to go. Honestly,
Miranda's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely like, even though kind of nothing happens with Stannis technically. Because
sure.
It's like he tries and tries and nothing happens and he dies. Mm. It's still a good story.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I think it's always been interesting, that conflict within him. I think it was a conflict up until the end of like, I am so straight up and down and I'm following the rules. And his whole thing about being king was like, I'm supposed to be king technically.
Yeah.
I have honor. I'm an honorable man, so I'll pursue that.
Yeah.
And then the other half of it being like, a witch is making me insane.
Yeah.
It's always been an interesting storyline.
And that witch fucking off and it just being his honor at the end.
Yeah.
But the witch is in Winterfell now.
Mm.
That sounds like a fucking start of like a 1971 prog rock song. The witch is in Winterfell.
It does too.
Darkness surrounds my eyes.
Talking about King Crimson, aren't we?
Sure, could be.
Yeah.
I'm kind of done talking about that episode, honestly.
Yeah.
Other than...
Yeah, there's not much more we can say about it now.
But maybe there's some spoilery bits we can talk about.
Yep.
So if you're watching the show for the first time and aren't further ahead than this episode, stop listening now unless you mm-hmm. want spoilers and are okay with them. Otherwise,
welcome to the sealed section.
Welcome to the sealed section.
Jon Snow's not dead.
No.
And everyone knew it at the
everyone
time.
Everyone knew it.
Yeah.
He was doing press interviews after this season.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, no, I'm definitely dead. Yeah.
And every time it'd be like, well, Kit Harington, you can't act.
Yeah.
So I don't believe what you're saying.
I can tell that you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. But he's not an idiot, but yeah. You know, I just don't think he's a very good actor.
Yeah.
As does almost everyone, apparently, because he's been cast in a couple of other things and it's gone not great.
Yes. Being a bad actor doesn't make you a bad person, but being one of the most famous actors in the Western world yeah. and being bad at it is annoying.
And being a bad person can make you quite a good actor, is my understanding of it.
Sure, yes.
So, what else? Yeah, he's dead. Stannis is definitely dead. I mean, Jon Snow's alive. Stannis is definitely dead.
Is he definitely dead? Do we see his body?
No, but I think he's definitely dead.
I could see it being like, he's the Night King. Oh, he's like pulling him out for some dumb reveal at the end.
It would be fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I can see it being a bad thing. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, but I reckon he's dead.
Probably dead.
Ramsay.
Yep.
Is yep. holding Winterfell, and I... Seeing his army beat Stannis like this is kind of key to being so scared of his army in the fight in
yeah.
the next season.
Yep.
Davos finding out about Shireen being burned later
yes.
on.
Yes.
Which is why he's still able to stomach being around Melisandre
yeah.
for the next couple of episodes while they bring Jon back to life.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen a lot of Bran.
Fuck, no, not for a while.
No.
No.
I remember that at the time as well, being like, they bring him in with this weird guy living in a tree and all those little goblins who can throw fire.
Yeah, and he aged a lot. The actor aged a lot in between.
Yeah,
and
it's
does. Like, oh, he kind of looks fucked now.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So, that'll come back.
Daenerys getting the Dothraki. I forgot that happened. I completely forgot that.
Yeah, right.
I was just like, oh yeah, she's in Marine and then she's at Dragonstone and that's the show.
All of this from here is really fresh in my memory. Like I remember all of this episode now.
Yeah,
the
right.
last couple of them.
Okay.
Like Hard Home, I didn't remember specific, but like from here on out, I think I'm pretty remembery.
Okay. season 7 I still remember, but season 6 I just remember the end.
Yeah, right. No, season 6 there'll be some bits where you're like, oh, I do remember.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
The fucking Hodor thing and all of that.
The Hodor thing was, yeah, the only thing.
Cersei's mad.
Mm-hmm.
Marcella, she doesn't know is dead yet, but when she finds it out, she's going to get madder.
She's going to get mad. And she's mad as it insane. Like, yeah. She did break, yeah. I think, on that walk.
Well, now she's got a zombie.
She's got a zombie. She hates literally everyone in the world.
And she will kill all of them.
And she will kill all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Margaery in the last couple of episodes, too.
No. No, that's true.
I guess
true.
They all went back to... That place they're from.
Highgarden?
Highgarden.
Mm.
All right, well, I reckon that's an episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, next week it'll be season 6, episode 1.
We are getting to the fucking tail end here.
Yeah, so we'll get into more questions. There's been a bunch of listener questions, comments and theories and stuff. So we'll slot those in, next week. And fucking hell, we're nearly done. And then we'll have the new season.
Yeah, that'll be weird.
It'll be exciting.
It'll be cool. I guess we'll, I mean, we can figure this out off air, but we'll be having to record Monday nights.
Yeah.
Because it'll be
yeah.
Sunday, or even like Tuesdays. We might even have to change the day that this show releases.
Yeah, yes, you're right.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So be ready for that in April or whatever.
Yeah, prepare yourself.
Yeah, just spend a few months now getting mentally ready.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I guess we'll be back next week for now.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Can you hear that drill that's outside my house?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.